Think back to your last truly frustrating customer service experience. Maybe you stood ignored while employees chatted amongst themselves, or waited endlessly while someone scrolled through their phone. Now, recall a time when someone made you feel genuinely valued, remembered your name, anticipated your needs, treated you like you mattered. The difference between these experiences isn't budget or training manuals. It's something far simpler and more powerful: whether someone actually cared. This gap between mediocre and memorable service forms the foundation of a transformative approach that's reshaped how organizations like Disney, Southwest Airlines, and Ritz-Carlton operate. The insight isn't complicated. Show customers you genuinely care, and everything else follows. What makes this philosophy particularly compelling is how it frames service not as a department's responsibility, but as everyone's opportunity to create meaningful human connections. Through the story of Kelsey Young, a retail associate stuck in a dysfunctional workplace, we discover that exceptional service doesn't require massive budgets or elaborate systems. It requires intentional focus on what actually matters in human interactions. The framework that emerges offers a complete blueprint for transforming both customer experiences and organizational culture, proving that service excellence isn't about being nice. It's about survival in markets where competitors can match products and prices, but cannot easily replicate genuine human connection. The iCare model positions care as an organizational philosophy, not just a function. Its five elements: ideal service, culture of service, attentiveness, responsiveness, and empowerment, work together to redefine excellence. Ideal service defines excellence from the customer's perspective. Fast food restaurants prioritize speed and accuracy, while luxury hotels emphasize personalized attention. Culture of service makes this excellence natural through strategic investments like Ritz-Carlton's discretionary funds for immediate problem solving and Zappos' heavy training investments to create wow experiences. The framework's power emerges from connecting internal and external service. Organizations with highly engaged employees achieve customer satisfaction rates 233% higher than those with disengaged staff. The stakes are high. 86% of consumers pay more for better experiences, while 89% abandon companies after poor service. Vision guides these daily decisions. Ferguson's discount store transformed employee behavior by replacing "be the leader in providing quality merchandise at affordable prices" with "to provide genuine value and caring service to every customer, every day." A baseball park's vision, "we're in the business of creating major league memories," shifted focus from transactions to experiences, clarifying through a bases metaphor that safety always trumped fun. Effective service visions must be customer-focused, memorable, inspiring, and most importantly, lived rather than just proclaimed. Service culture requires intentional creation through shared values and behaviors. Legendary organizations build environments where exceptional service naturally flourishes rather than forcing employees to act caring. Three elements sustain service cultures. First, senior leadership must visibly champion service excellence. When Ferguson CEO Dan Murray took over, he personally engaged with staff and recognized achievements. Second, comprehensive training ensures employees possess both technical skills and interpersonal capabilities. A physical therapy clinic trains staff not just in medical procedures, but in relationship-building techniques, like remembering personal details about patients. Third, sustainability systems maintain excellence through recognition programs, satisfaction metrics, and feedback mechanisms. Without these, even enthusiastic initiatives fade. The clinic owner explained that exceptional customer service begins with treating employees as valued internal customers. When staff feel respected and supported, they naturally extend that care to external customers, creating a virtuous cycle. Companies with strong service cultures consistently outperform competitors in both satisfaction and financial performance. Attentiveness transforms transactions into relationships. Bar owner Hank knew regular Mark preferred a cold glass with coaster and popcorn, while a writer couple favored pretzels. At Ferguson's, Kelsey intuitively adjusted her approach when helping teenagers versus parents. Barbara, a physical therapy receptionist, remembered Grandma Kate enjoyed tea, offering 10 varieties in China cups, while Kelsey preferred water. When therapist Alex recalled details about Kelsey's baseball outing, their relationship shifted from transactional to personal. These connections generate loyalty beyond price or convenience. Research shows customers overwhelmingly base purchase decisions on emotions rather than logic. Practical techniques include maintaining eye contact, listening without interruption, asking thoughtful questions, and remembering personal details. These require no special talent, just genuine interest and disciplined attention. Final impressions matter disproportionately due to the recency effect. Last moments shape how customers remember entire experiences. Negative endings undermine otherwise positive interactions, while thoughtful closings elevate overall perception. The difference between feeling processed and feeling valued comes down to small moments communicating, "I see you as a person, not a transaction." Responsiveness transforms understanding into action by genuinely fulfilling individual needs. When Iris gave Grandma Kate 10 minutes of undivided attention, taking detailed notes and proposing modified routines, it made her feel like a partner in my recovery rather than just an old lady. This exemplifies how responsiveness creates dignity and agency. Four elements define responsive service: listening without interruption, asking open-ended questions, acknowledging feelings, and resolving problems quickly. The impact is striking. 70% of unhappy customers whose problems are kindly resolved will return, rising to 95% with immediate resolution. This service recovery paradox shows that effectively addressing problems can create stronger loyalty than flawless service. True responsiveness makes customers feel valued rather than transactional. Listen to what they're really saying and try to meet their needs. I just try to show people I care about them. Empowerment operates at two levels: organizational, where leaders create enabling systems, and self-empowerment, where individuals take initiative regardless of formal authority. When Robert Ferguson's explained how their complete lamp offered better value than a competitor's separate pricing, he demonstrated self-empowerment through product knowledge despite restrictive policies. This creates a virtuous cycle. Engaged employees drive customer loyalty, generating business success that enables further empowerment. Employees feel empowered when their ideas are heard, they solve problems independently, and they possess unique knowledge, satisfying fundamental needs for autonomy, mastery, and purpose. Empowerment requires boundaries. The baseball park's value hierarchy, safety, service, fun, success, provided clear parameters while allowing initiative. Ferguson's transformation illustrates this. Rigid policies initially left employees powerless, but after leadership change, legendary service culture teams gave employees authority to enhance experiences, transforming frustrated workers into engaged advocates. The key insight? Take control rather than playing victim. Communicate needs to managers, share customer feedback with leadership. Empowerment isn't granted, it's claimed through personal initiative. Service excellence isn't something that happens to you, it's something you create. Whether you're a frontline employee, struggling manager, or competitive leader, the path forward is clear. Start showing people they matter. Learn customer names, remember preferences, listen without interrupting, follow up on concerns. These simple practices cost nothing but attention, yet create ripples of positive impact extending far beyond individual interactions. This approach transforms not just customer experiences, but your own. When you view work as creating meaningful human connections rather than processing transactions, you discover purpose transcending job title or compensation. Organizations thriving today make customers feel genuinely valued. Here's your challenge. In your next interaction, whether with a customer, colleague, or stranger, focus entirely on making that person feel valued. Notice what happens, not just to them, but to you. Exceptional service isn't ultimately about business strategy. It's about recognizing our shared humanity and choosing, in each moment, to honor it. That choice, repeated consistently, doesn't just build customer loyalty, it builds a life of meaning, connection, and impact. The question isn't whether you have the resources or authority, the question is whether you have the courage to care.